And turning to the agri sector now, and in pre-COVID times, up to 5,000 farmers would be gathered in Cork today for the National Dairy Show and Innovation Awards. Instead, they're tuning in remotely from their farms around the country. They'll be considering the state of the industry, the challenges the dairy sector is facing with Brexit and climate change, and the hit their export markets have taken with the pandemic. Carol Cassan is from Agri Insider magazine. He's also a dairy farmer in North Kerry. He's on the line. Carol, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
Would it be fair to say that going into 2020, despite the Brexit cloud or climate issues, that there was a huge degree of optimism in the dairy industry, that 2020 was going to be a good year?
Yes, I would agree. We were after a solid 2019. Looking at the supply of dairy worldwide, it was roughly in a balance with demand, and we were very hopeful for a very, very strong dairy price year here in Ireland.
And then along came the pandemic. What impact has that had on the dairy industry here?
Well, I guess to start out, like when it hit first, let's say into the months of March and April, we were very, very fearful here in Ireland. It looked like that there was going to be a big crash in prices, and it could have been a very, very bad year. There was huge problems, say, with the supply chain. A lot of cold storage was caught in China, not being able to unload. And of course, we're such a big export market. If anything happens to the supply chains worldwide, it's really going to affect us drastically here in Ireland. But thankfully, that didn't quite play out as bad as we were fearing. And it's kind of evened out a bit, and it's probably not far from being on par with 2019, the way the year has turned out overall. So we're happy from what it was looking like, let's say, back in March and April, is what I would say.
So you have overcome the difficulties that you saw ahead in March and April. Have you seen growth in the sector?
We have indeed. Year on year for the last number of years, as you're aware, dairy has been growing here in Ireland, and it has continued on this year. Now, growth has slowed a bit, but we're still increasing output. Exports are growing at a reasonable rate, and so growth is still happening. There's still the demand there for the Irish dairy products worldwide, and I guess maybe because of the pandemic and maybe a little bit of fear in some of our markets like China, and that there's actually been a big uptick on the amount of dairy products that are being bought. So at the moment, the demand side is very strong, thankfully.
Now, did the pandemic and what was to follow, did that take attention away from Brexit? Because the Irish dairy industry has a huge export market to the UK.
I would say it did. Even personally, if we went back to this time last year, I was probably, and many people were probably, glued to almost a television on a nightly basis. It was like a soap opera almost in the UK, seeing what was happening with Brexit. And you were kind of almost looking at it through your fingers, kind of going, oh no, how is this going to affect us here in Ireland? And probably it's got more serious, what could happen in Brexit. But because of COVID, it's kind of almost distracted us from the seriousness of Brexit. So yeah, I would agree, the COVID has taken our focus and our fears away from Brexit. And it's still a big elephant in the room. And
if things
don't go right in the next few weeks, there could be huge trouble.
Sorry, Carl, is that a potential danger for you? Did you have the minister addressing you last night, the Minister for Agriculture?
We did indeed, but unfortunately with a live event and with broadband from Donegal and everything, the minister actually dropped out, but we're hoping to have him back on again tonight, so hopefully we can get a little bit longer tonight from him.
Okay, them's the breaks with connectivity at the moment. Can we move on to this whole question of climate change? You said you've had an uptick in the industry, an uptick in supply. Are we still increasing our dairy herd?
I would say there's a little bit of increase at the moment, but it has really slowed over the last maybe 2 years compared to what it was, when quotas first went. Now, I will agree, there's an uptick on the herd, but I would also say that there's an uptick as well on the farmer side of their awareness of their environmental responsibilities, and that actually it's a win-win situation. So I know in my own situation, all my slurry now is spread with low-emission technology slurry spreading, which reduces ammonia emissions by 80%. But on my side, it actually gives me better growth and better uptick of the nutrients. So there's a lot of awareness there from farmers of things that we probably need to do further that can actually help the environment, but also on the plus side, help us as farmers as well.
But the thing is, Carl, that awareness won't cut it, will it? I mean, the biggest emitters of greenhouse gases would be cattle and cows and the agri sector.
Well, I guess, yeah, if you look at Ireland as a standalone, that is the case, because it's such a big industry here in Ireland. We don't have a huge manufacturing industry. So on a percentage basis, yes, we're very high. But if you look at us from a global perspective, now, last night, one of our speakers was Donald Moore, who is the Global Dairy Platform. You look at Ireland, actually, we can actually produce dairy at a really, really low kind of emissions level. So, when you've got a world market where there's huge demand for dairy, I would almost say it needs to be produced somewhere. So why not produce it where we can actually do it at a low emissions rate, but us as farmers, yes, need to be, I would say, even more aware, like, that we have to do it in the most environmentally sustainable way possible.
Okay, Carol, we'll leave it there. Carol Cassan there from Agri Insider magazine, and I hope the Wi-Fi holds up for you today. It's 10 minutes to 8 o'clock.